Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So we've been asking your questions of Charles Hault. We have Leslie Kane on the show. We're talking about the Rendlesham UFO case. We'll get back to other questions in a moment, Colonel Hault. But we verify you feel UFOs are either from other worlds or other dimensions, things like that. What about people who claim that the government not only has guilty knowledge, but they may have communicated with these beings? Do you have any feeling about that?
No. At one time I had, I kind of thought that there may have been something to run with Roswell, but I really don't know enough to comment on it intelligently.
What do you think of Roswell? Anything at all? Any comments?
I would say there's certainly a good possibility that something phenomenal did happen there and at Kecksburg and several other places.
Okay, we understand that. Now, have you ever, other than this, have you ever seen anything else unusual, strange, or anything like that?
And you mean another UFO, if you will? No.
Yeah, okay.
I've not. Now, I know there's some people that every time, the sky gets dark, they see something, but I'm not one of those people. I don't go around looking up all the time, but I do scan the sky occasionally, but I'm not hunting for UFOs.
Can I ask a question? I'm, back to the issue of whether there might be this secret kind of research program going on in this contracted corporation or whatever. I mean, I'm curious whether you have, Colonel Hault, whether you've ever actively kind of pursued through contacts that you might have in the military, whether you've ever really tried to find out, or just through your own efforts to try to learn more about that, or have you just sort of stood back and not really made many inquiries about it?
No, I have not made any inquiries.
Right. Not because I'm sure you believe that if you did, you wouldn't get anywhere anyway, right?
Unless I won't get anywhere. I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Right.
I have friends that have worked at NSA, and I don't even know what they did except they went into the building in the morning and came out in the evening.
Right.
And I know better
to
even ask them. When I was in the DODIG, we did an organizational inspection of NSA. And it was one of those things where every time you open a door, there's another door, and you don't get through a lot of the doors.
Well, can you explain then why Colonel Alexander would believe that because he asked a bunch of people and didn't find out, that therefore there is no program? He obviously doesn't agree with you that he would never be able to find out.
Well, and I've told him, and we can laugh about it now, but I told him publicly in a forum, I said, John, you're either very naive or part of the problem. And he didn't like it. But that's the nature of it. And those are my feelings.
Yeah.
With all the contacts he had, I'm sure he should have stumbled into something. But maybe he didn't.
We have questions here from somebody. Let me give you his screen name or his member name in our forums. And I won't comment about what that means. It is Yeti Turds for Sale.
Oh, well, that doesn't tell me anything.
Hey, at least he's creative, Gene. That's pretty creative.
Okay, three questions for Charles Hault. Colonel Hault, how much of the Rendlesham story is still not publicly known due to security oaths, national defense interests, and the like?
Everything that I've known is out there now. Now, I may change my mind or opinion on something, but, all the facts that I know are out there. I have not held anything back. I don't, several years ago, I told a couple of people I made a tape. And what I did is I sat down and put all my recollections on a tape, made a couple copies, sort of an insurance policy, and just helped refresh my memory if I ever needed to. And somehow that got construed as I had a second tape from the night I was out there, and it was very, very interesting. Well, no such thing. I had one tape recorder, and it only had a short battery life. That is it.
Now,
as far as I know. Now, somebody else could come forward and say, I was in the weapons storage area that night, or I was here, I was there. Several people claim to have done things or been places that's quite questionable. There's a lot of wannabes, as I call them.
Okay, about wannabes, what do you think are some of the misconceptions that are getting too much attention,
other than the
skeptical viewpoint?
The original story that was released by Larry Warren to Larry Fawcett and his coworker was that the wing commander was out there, Gordon Williams. I know he wasn't. I knew his whereabouts because we kept track on the radio. He also claimed that little green men came out and communicated with him. He claimed there was a fog surrounding this craft. There was no craft tonight I was out there, because that's the only night he could have possibly even been in the background somewhere, and that we got parts from the avionics shop and repaired this craft. Now, how ludicrous can things be?
And you wonder how we figure out what happened last month or last year.
Well, I'm convinced that Larry was brought in and he was a dupe, and they filled him full of stuff. And I've told him this about 100 times every time I bumped into him anywhere. I said, Larry, you know, you're just a walking source of disinformation. And he's even admitted to me, well, maybe. But he's enjoyed it. I always made a career out of it.
Wow. Yeah, that leads to another question on the forum. One way to cover up such an event as Rendlesham Forest is to plant a disinformation agent with claims so wild, very few people would believe them. So do you think that Jim Penniston is involved in that sort of disinformation with these revelations of digital codes that he was downloaded with? And do you think that there is disinformation going on from the get-go on this? Do you think this could have been an elaborate disinformation?
There is, but I'm not sure Jim is doing it intentionally.
Yeah. Okay. Are you aware of the problems that they've had getting access to their medical records because of health issues that they want to...
I watched that issue, that segment on that program in Washington, and I don't agree with a lot of that. I wrote them a very nice letter explaining to the VA, explaining everything that happened to them and that there could possibly be some ramifications from radiation or something, and gave them a real nice letter, and then they turned around and threatened to sue me.
Really? Oh, I wasn't aware of that. I mean, what would the motivation be to say that to someone that's trying to help?
Well, you have to understand the mindset. When you become obsessed with something, you know, it becomes troublesome for you, is the best way to put it.
So the implication being here that some people involved in this case have become obsessed?
Oh, that's not the word. That's an understatement.
Okay. I think we sort of figure out what you're referring to here. You know, there's an interesting question here from Boomerang, and that is, for Colonel Halt, do you lend any credence to theories that events at Rendlesham may have been the result of testing or application of psychotronic weaponry?
No, I don't. I had this conversation with Jacques Boulay some time ago.
Okay.
He and I have gone back and forth on this. No. There were too many people dispersed. There were too large of an area, three different radio nets involved. It was just too difficult to do at that time. I'm not even sure we could do it today. If you had a small group of people in close proximity, maybe. No, I don't think. My personal opinion now, after reviewing everything I've learned through the years from the people who have come forward after the fact, is that I'm convinced that that area in the Rendlesham Forest there is a hot spot, so to speak, or a portal or something. There's some attractant there besides what we were doing there. What's going on or what's going on is still going on. I still get reports from British friends that I knew when I was stationed there that there's strange happenings out there in the forest.
Well, this is one of the things, of course, that we've talked about in the Paracast, and Chris is intimately familiar with some of this because of the work he's done in the Mysterious Valley. And that is, there are certain areas around the world you can call portal areas or whatever, and there was a TV show based on that premise, a UK TV show called Primeval, where they have these dimensional windows and people or creatures sometimes would jump back and forth between them. So when we look at other events in Rendlesham, any more UFOs aside from this particular event? And before we ask for your answer, we do have to do a break momentarily. We're talking to Colonel Charles Halt, one of the key figures in the Rendlesham UFO case. We have Leslie Kane, who is serving double duty, both as guest and also as a panelist. Leslie, I really appreciate the questions and the feedback here. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Is there a secret UFO agenda Do strange creatures from the darkest corners of the mind roam the earth? Is there evidence for mind control, time travel, or devious government conspiracies? Find out the inside scoop on the latest conspiracies, paranormal activity, and Freudian phenomena when you subscribe to Tim Beckley's Conspiracy Journal. It's jam-packed with stories, special book and DVD promotions, and the best news, it's absolutely free, sent right to your mailbox. Plus, a bonus free email newsletter sent out every Friday. Simply send an email with your name and address to MrUFO@webtv.net. That's MrUFO@webtv.net. Find out what they don't want you to know.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Gardeners, here comes another growing season, but don't use last year's soil. Maximize yields in your survival garden with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 is an organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant that provides a broad spectrum of beneficial microorganisms, enzymes, trace minerals, vitamins, and various organic acids. EM1 helps regulate the soil's pH level and its soil microbes, improving moisture retention and drought tolerance. Remember last year's dry conditions? EM1 from Terraganics is safe, chemical-free, and certified for use on all organic farms. It improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, and gives up to 20% more nutrient value in fruits and vegetables, and greatly increases shelf life. And EM1 is so simple to use, just mix with water and apply. This year, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Colonel Charles Halt, Leslie Kane joining us in the Paracast this week with Gene and Chris. So, Colonel Halt, did you have a response at all to my silly question?
I've been told that there have been strange, they call them orbs, I guess, glowing objects and several other unexplained phenomena that take place in that area. And people, you know, claim to have seen objects, but I can't say they've seen them, that I know of any mechanically structured objects.
Well, you mentioned Jacques Vallée, and of course his magnum opus, I think, his Passport to Magonia. where he talks about the tradition of fairies and gnomes and elementals that go back hundreds and hundreds of years. The Rendlesham Forest is no different. Do you think that those types of descriptions back in medieval times might be what we are now calling UFOs or orbs or more of a high-tech sort of view of these things? Do you think there may be a connection there?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting. Just up the road from Rendlesham Forest is Butley Village. Butley Village is supposedly the home of British witchcraft. Could that tie in? I don't know. There are a lot of other things in the area that could certainly attract attention. Orford Island, by the way, that's where the lighthouse is where the British did their experimental work on nuclear weapons triggers and several other highly classified projects. Sizewell Nuclear Power Plant is just up the coast a couple of miles. Just down the coast is RAF Bodsey. RAF Bodsey is where the big experimental radar was installed during World War II to pick up the German bombers when they came over the channel. So there are lots of things in that area.
Very quick question here, which relates to what we've talked about so far, Colonel Hall. Can you tell us your view of this, of all these things before Rendlesham encounter and after? How did this change your viewpoint about what's going on here and about the universe?
Well, to be honest with you, I never gave UFO a second thought until this incident occurred. In fact, whenever I was summoned to go out into the forest, I was firmly convinced there was a logical explanation. And as things unfolded, you know, more events, the object we saw, the exploding object, the objects in the sky moving at high speed and sharp angular turns, the object that came from the south overhead and sent down a beam, you know, as more of this was evolving, I was thinking, oh, nobody's ever going to believe this. How am I ever going to explain this? And I was in too deep to say nothing happened because I've been talking to the command post the whole time, and the cops all knew it. It really didn't change a whole lot. Like I said earlier, I put it on the shelf. There's something there. I know that. Can I change it? No, I can't. You know, why should I worry about it? I'm still going to go to work tomorrow. I'm still going to have to pay my electric bill. I'm still going to, you know, have to put gas in the car.
Now, after you left the Air Force, what kind of work did you go into?
I ran a community association, a small, equivalent of a small city of 7,000 people, self-contained. Did that for, I've recently retired totally.
But the question here with regard to the Air Force, did you retire when you did because of any factor or just because you reached the age where you get your pension?
I'd gotten to the point where I was reaching, you know, the maximum time I could stay in, and I didn't want to move out of the area. And so I had 28 and a half years in, and I just wanted to stay in Northern Virginia, so I put my retirement papers in.
Yeah, I have a question here from Ufology, who's one of our most active posters and forum participants at forum.theparacast.com. And this is news to me. I hadn't heard about this. Perhaps you could shed a little light. What is your response to the Kevin Conde confession? I guess he's contacted researcher James Easton in 2001 and related that he had played a practical joke on security specialists assigned as a gate guard at Eastgate at RAF Woodbridge. The practical joke occurred during the same general time period as the Rendlesham Forest incident, and the circumstances of the practical joke were remarkably similar in description. I guess he must have been on some sort of show or something. The description seemed to mirror some of the descriptions of the UFO reported by Peniston and Burroughs. Are you familiar with this person, this Kevin Conde?
I know Kevin Conde. Well, I mean, I knew him back at Bentwaters. And he was a bit of a jokester. And I do think he probably did take a police car to the gate or something. I can tell you, the police cars in those days were K cars. You may not be familiar with the old K cars made by Chrysler. They were a piece of junk, but Mr. McNamara decided he would save a lot of money by buying a whole lot of them. And they didn't hold up, and they weren't worth anything. But anyhow, they were just a rear-wheel drive, small family sedan. We put lights on and put the radios in them, and they didn't work worth a darn. But anyhow, Conde may have taken one out to the gate. He couldn't have taken it off the base without permission. You cannot do that, number one. If he had taken it out into the forest, he wouldn't have brought it back unless he had a tow truck, which you'd have to have a high center of gravity and four-wheel drive to go out where that incident occurred. Does that answer your question?
I think so. I you know, this is the first, again, that I've heard of this, and it doesn't sound like something that you could use as a explanation for one of the most compelling, I think, and well-documented cases that we have. For someone to pull something like that off is, to me, akin to college students pulling off the Socorro incident, as has been alleged by some revisionist researchers. You mentioned that you don't really have a connection to this particular field, that you wouldn't have come out and really been publicly vocal about any of this unless you had experienced what you did experience back in 1980. What would you tell other military officers in a command situation such as you were? Would you give them any advice on, based on how you had to deal with this event? What would you tell them that they should be aware of, or how to respond to certain things? What would be your list of suggestions for someone in a
similar
position?
The first thing I'd tell them is I wouldn't say much, if anything. I would, you know, disavow all knowledge of whatever. Because, quite frankly, as I mentioned very earlier, once you touch it, man, you're stuck with it. It never goes away. It's one of those things. And it becomes a bit of a, how should I say, a bit of a pain. Gosh.
I've even been
part of the cover-up, that I'm hiding something. I'm not hiding anything.
Now, you're as much of a victim in this situation as everyone else that had to deal with it out there. And it puts you in even a worse position because you're in command. And
well, I signed the memo. I made the tape.
Exactly.
I took the tape along because I carried the tape just about everywhere I went, so I have some evidence. I took the disaster preparedness guy along with Guy Gegerkiner on APN-27, so I could show that there was no radiation out there, and he also had a camera. So the idea was to go out there and put the same whole thing to rest. Well, that didn't work very well.
Yeah. So the short answer is deny everything. don't engage.
Unless you're prepared to spend the rest of your life answering questions and dealing with critics and skeptics and Lord knows what all.
Do you have any regrets now, Colonel Hault, over being public about this? Would you have preferred to maybe just keep it a secret and get on with your life?
I would have preferred that. But the fact is, once it came out and there was so much disinformation, I felt an obligation to set the record straight.
So this is what you continue to do, and this is the reason why you get up in the morning sometimes and you come on a radio show like this, or you attend a special event, a UFO-related event like the one in North Carolina in June.
I do very, very few events. You know, you didn't see me in Washington.
Well, we've gone into that before you came on, and why I can understand why a lot of people didn't want to come to that Washington event, but that's another story. F. Colonel Charles Hault joining us with Leslie Kane and Gene and Chris. You're in the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope, optimize health with K48 Plus.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
With Gene and Chris, with Leslie Kane and Charles Holt, talking about UFOs, Rendlesham, all sorts of things, let's go back very briefly, Colonel Holt, to the citizen hearing on disclosure. You weren't there. And
I was invited. I was encouraged by several of the participants and promised all sorts of things. And I said I just didn't want to be involved. There were too many people there and too many things that I was sure were going to happen that I didn't want to be associated with.
Well, I think you were shown to be quite correct. And that explains why Leslie and other people didn't come on the event either. But what do you think here as someone, I guess she'll call you an outsider. You've had the experience, but you're not a participant in the UFO field. What do events like that do in terms of trying to get to answers? Just muddy the waters?
Well, I'm convinced the one in Washington muddied the waters. There was so much, how shall I say?
Well, you can't use the words you want to, but you can use some other words.
I can use some other words, yes.
You can abbreviate
those
words,
time.
Like BS.
It played right into the hands of those that like to make everybody that has anything to do or reports a UFO look like a kook.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, I was shocked. I know Paul Hillier, former Ministry of Defense from Canada. In his presentation, he started talking about the tall whites and small grays and 8 or 10 other people. Now, that's certainly possible, but I mean, he didn't do anything to substantiate that. And he even, I thought, mentioned my name. I wasn't sure, and said I had contact with him. I'm not sure whether he met me or somebody else. He's confused. I don't know.
Okay, so we know that you haven't had contact. Have you had any unusual experiences after Rendlesham?
None that relate to something like that.
Well, unusual experiences in general.
No, not really. Nothing that I can attribute to, you know, some other force or person or being or intelligence.
Have you ever been approached and told, you know, you shouldn't say certain things in public? Have you had any sort of of admonishments from the government or from the military or anything, or have they just pretty much let you, you know, respond?
No, let me tell you. Before I retired, I ran the inspection director for the DODIG. That was back in 1989 through 90, late 91. I was approached by Unsolved Mysteries to do the program, which I did end up doing. And I was a little nervous. I was on active duty. So I went in and talked to the IG and said, I've been approached to do this program, and here's what it's about. And I was told, sit down and tell me about it. So I described, spent about 45 minutes, described what happened. And the answer was, go do it. And I did it.
The key being here that nobody from the military ever said, Colonel Halt, don't make public statements, don't participate in these TV shows, that kind of thing.
Nope, never.
As long as you did your job.
As long as I did my job. Now, I did have some people tell me, man, I wouldn't do that if I were you. But that was friendly advice, so to speak.
And no feedback after the show? Did they say, hey, you look real good there? You really got TV appeal? Nothing like that?
Well, yeah. And I did get some feedback, but it was rather positive, I guess. See, I wasn't on Unsolved Mysteries. They hired an actor to do it. All I did was provide technical advice and help them do the script and put it together.
So we didn't see you?
You didn't see me. I've been on some other programs, but not on Unsolved Mysteries.
Yeah, it was all done with recreations, that portion of it.
In fact, I went to the Kennedy Center here a couple years ago to a performance of Sheer Madness with someone to play. And one of the lead actors was the guy that played me in Unsolved Mysteries. And we had a big laugh after the program.
Do you look anything like you?
A little bit, maybe.
Yeah, I'm sure
you did a good
job.
I was impressed.
They actually did a good job with that episode. I actually that's one of the few that I remember fairly well over the many episodes that show ran for years.
I wish I'd signed an agreement and gotten residuals. I'd be rich. They reran the thing about 150, 200 times.
Yeah, they did.
They never give residuals.
No.
I didn't ask for them.
They just paid my expenses.
All right.
We know how that works out. Chris, are there any questions left, or have we covered pretty much everything?
We pretty much covered the full gamut. A lot of the questions have been answered by Colonel Halt already, so I'm not going to have him restate answers to questions that have already been addressed. I'm just very gratified that you're willing to come out and speak with Gene and myself and go down to North Carolina and present your experience in the objective way and very with great brevity, I might add. I really do appreciate that you have done this, and it would really be nice if we could get more military personnel to come forward who have experiences akin to this. Are you familiar? I'm sure you are with Robert Hastings' work. How do you see?
I know Robert Hastings. Robert and I are good friends.
Yeah, and I would imagine. I know that he has talked to you extensively. What are your general feelings about these objects showing up around facilities where fissionable material is there, whether it be missiles, ordnance, nuclear power plants, that sort of thing? Do you have any sort of gut feeling on that, or have you really given it much thought? Do you think that there's some sort of correlation between Bentwaters and, let's say, the Malmstrom and Offutt Air Force Base events in the 60s and 70s?
I don't think the correlation is as strong as I once thought it was, because the activity has continued. Maybe not at the same, how should I say, the same level, but it still has continued. But there's certainly an obvious interest in certain military weapons.
No. Well, if they were so far advanced of us, I wouldn't think that they'd be that concerned if they possibly had some vested interest in the ecosystem here. Obviously, keeping tabs on these potentially catastrophic materials would make sense. So I've always felt that this interest in showing up around 47 as they did after we had gone nuclear, I would think that that there may be that bolsters, I think, theories of by people like Jacques Vallée and John Keel, that maybe we're dealing with something as terrestrial as we are, and by demonstrating our ability to potentially destroy most of the life forms on this planet with radiation, that would make sense that they'd show up and monitor our progress in that regard. So I've always felt that bolstered that particular argument. Where do you come down on that?
I tend to agree with that. I think we're being monitored. And we're occasionally getting the message, hopefully.
So do you think that ET, if they're monitoring us, they have a prime directive not to interfere, or that they can interfere to some degree, especially if we're going to be screwing ourselves with nuclear weapons?
Yeah, I think they're very carefully interfering and selectively.
So do you think it's some sort of conditioning process, Jacques Vallée has suggested, that it's kind of a slow sort of incremental conditioning process? Or do you think there are key events like Rendlesham that may somehow jumpstart awareness or put a, you know, light a fire under the military or the government?
I don't think Rendlesham was meant to be a key event. I think it's just the way it evolved.
No. So
keep in mind, if the memo hadn't gone out and the tape hadn't been released, you wouldn't know anything about it.
Yeah.
There are a lot of events. I'm firmly convinced. I've talked to a significant number of military people that have seen things that definitely are not, you know, they're out of the ordinary. Let's just say that. But I'm not going to do anything. Look what happened to you.
Yeah, that was one of my questions, is whether you're going public has persuaded and sort of motivated other military personnel to contact you and say, well, check this out.
Well, I think the fact that I went public is what brought the air traffic controllers out, and several other people have come on board and made statements that were present at the time but didn't want to say anything.
So you think that you've had a positive effect in that regard, even though you've had some personal qualms about ever coming forward in the first place, obviously, and you would have rather this situation had not occurred to begin with. What do you advise people like that who are thinking about coming out and maybe corroborating some sort of other testimony or getting involved personally in these matters?
I'll tell you what, before we have the answer, we've got to do this break. With your permission, Colonel,
okay.
We have Colonel Charles Hault. We have Leslie Kane with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to DreamHost.com/radio, DreamHost.com/radio. Whether it's personal mail, whether it's business email, you want reliable, dependable delivery, freedom from spam, freedom from viruses. Well, Polaris Mail offers professional email hosting services for your personal or small business use. Each account uses 25 gigabytes of storage, an easy-to-use webmail interface, and full mobile sync. Sign up today for a 30-day free trial at PolarisMail.com, PolarisMail.com.
The 9th Annual Health Freedom Expo returns June 7th through June 9th at the Schaumburg Convention Center in Schaumburg, Illinois, featuring over 75 world-renowned doctors, activists, and experts. Meet Dr. Joel Wallach, author of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, actress and activist Daryl Hannah, famed Dr. Patch Adams, women's health expert Dr. Joan Borisenko, GMO activist Jeffrey Smith, and renowned natural health doctor Dr. Joseph Mercola. Sample delicious, healthy foods. Watch award-winning documentaries. Attend exciting panel discussions. Discover the latest natural health products. And be sure to check out the expo hall, filled with 200 exhibitors. Don't forget about the new interactive pavilions and receive free screenings. It's all here under one roof for only $20 a day or $45 for the entire 3-day weekend. It costs less than a doctor's visit. But hurry, tickets are going fast. For tickets and info, visit healthfreedomexpo.com or call 888-658-3972. The Health Freedom Expo, your one source for total natural health solutions.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words, disaster, stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping, plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Have you ever consumed protein powder supplements? I have, and all of them don't taste that good. Have artificial flavors, sweeteners, or unhealthy sugars. About a year ago, I was introduced to a new protein powder that changed my experience. This protein powder made me feel noticeably better, and it tasted more delicious than any drink I've ever had. Here's the experience of one satisfied user named Rich.
The term best of all worlds has been belabored to death. And yet I've just discovered a whey protein powder that truly deserves to be called best of all worlds. Best taste? By far. Best results? By far. You almost feel like you're cheating that something that tastes that good could be so good for you. Thank you, Stephen, and Cocoon Nutrition. One World Whey truly is the best of all worlds. The only way for me. Yours truly, Rich from Georgia. Real user, real happy.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This is Kurt Seven, the author of UFO Mysteries, and you're listening to the Paracast.
We have Leslie Kane, we have Charles Holt, we have Gene, we have Chris. You're in the Paracast with our final segment. We've answered loads of your questions from our guests, from Charles Holt and from Leslie Kane. And now we're going to look at, shall we say, the end game. But first, Chris, before we did our break, asked a lengthy question of Colonel Holt. I guess advice to people in the military about coming forth with UFO-related information?
Well, the first thing I would say is that if you're in line for promotion or something, it's probably not a wise thing to do. It's not career-enhancing. And you have to have a, how should I say, good credibility and be doing, you know, what you do and doing it well, or you're going to have a lot of problems. It could be an excuse to do some damage to you. It's not looked upon favorably. If I hadn't been in the point of my career where I was, I probably wouldn't have done it.
Are you aware of situations where careers have been hurt because of this?
Yes, especially enlisted people. Look what happened to Jim Peniston. He was totally derailed. Jim Peniston was on a fast track to probably be a chief master sergeant. Jim Peniston was one of the few NCOs that I had the base commander endorse his efficiency report. I probably did that a handful of times over 4 years, and he was one of the few people. He was going places. And after this incident, he got all kinds of issues and trouble. And he claims that, you know, he was followed, he was this, he was that. I don't know about that. He may have become paranoid. I can't answer that. But I know he had a lot of problems, and it derailed his career. It certainly didn't help Burroughs either.
And don't you think that's the big problem, that maybe we're missing out on information about lots of cases from members of the military, from airline pilots, etc., because they fear if they come forth, their career is history?
Sure. It was deferred to me to write the memo. Why didn't the base commander write the memo, or why didn't the wing commander write the memo? Why do they all turn to me?
Yeah,
think
good
about
question.
It.
Kind of a rhetorical question.
I was shocked. Yeah. They said, right, you know, get with Don Mornin and, you know, do what he wants. And I said he wants a memo. So, and I showed everybody the memo. They knew. It was no surprise. They let it go. Now, 30 or 40 years later, I said, we'd never let that go out. Well, they knew about it. It was no surprise. It was typed right there in the office.
So how do we encourage people to come forth with these UFO cases? This might contain the smoking guns. How do we know?
I don't think there's an easy answer to that question. I don't think you're going to get an answer until the attitude changes. And part of the problem is there's so much disinformation, and this has been played by agencies and, you know, made a bit of a, what do you want to call it, a ridicule type thing.
You say disinformation. I'm assuming then feeding false information into the UFO cesspool. Any specific examples that come to mind?
Well, I gave you a good one of that Colonel Wilson that supposedly came forward. He even sent emails. He got on coast to coast and made all kinds of statements. And he obviously knew an awful lot about Bentwaters at the time and how it operated and names and all sorts of things.
So you think he was encouraged by the military to do that?
There is no such person. I can tell you there's not.
Do you think he was sent by some kind of government agency, or do you think he was operating independently and just trying to have a good time?
I couldn't have been operating independently, I don't think, unless he'd been stationed there at the time and knew everybody and knew what had happened, knew the whole story.
So he knew too much.
He knew too much. No, it had to be a planted story.
Do you have any opinions as to where you think that might, you know, where he might have been originated from and who sent him to do this?
We try
no
hard. I have a friend that can chase anybody down, look for him, and we went through the military records, and there was nobody of that name, that age, you know, that had that experience and so forth. Nobody. Mm-hmm. And he mentioned somebody else that was there that got him from the BOQ and brought him out to set up the equipment, a captain, and there was no such person at Bentwaters.
Do you have contact information for this guy?
No, we couldn't find him. He disappeared.
I see.
I tried to find him. Hastings tried to find him. I had several other people that really knew how to search people down, try and find him. No luck. Nothing in military records.
Yeah, that was bogus.
But it chases
volumes.
The circles for a month or two.
That's what makes it so difficult.
It sure does.
Now, you're going to be appearing with Leslie and a number of other guests at this UFO event, this symposium, come late June. What are you going to present there?
Yeah. Pardon?
What do you plan on presenting at the 2013 Symposium on Official and Scientific Investigations of UAP UFOs?
Basically, what I'm going to do is my intention now is to explain what happened to me and go into great detail as to some of my thoughts and add a little more background information and substantiate the story a little more thoroughly.
So you'll take questions from people who attend and all that kind of thing. You're going to present pictures, slides, and stuff like that?
I have a few slides, and I don't have a picture of a UFO, but I can certainly show some things, and I can certainly show where we were in the forest, where the lighthouse was, where the farmer's house was, and in detail what happened.
And you can play part of the tape, your original tape, right?
Well, I'm going to try to. My tape recorder's died again.
Well, we can play a digital version of it. We can play a digital version of it. At least people could hear it.
Yeah, we can do that.
That's the best way. If you need any assistance with a digital creation, you know, let me or Chris know, because
okay.
We do that kind of thing. That's what we don't get the big bucks for.
I understand. Well, pack up your gear and come down the end of June to the program.
Leslie, tell us more about it once again for those tuning in late.
Well, it's an effort to really bring together the most credible military and government people and scientists on this issue, and it's a great lineup of people, and people can go to the website, which is CUFORNC. It stands for Center for UFO Research, North Carolina. Or if you go to my Facebook page, I have links there, and I guess you're going to put one up at the Paracast page as well.
Yes, we will.
And I just recommend that people go and check it out. It's a really, really unusual opportunity to see the really serious official people. And as I mentioned earlier, I think the fact that representatives from the Chilean agency and the French agency are both coming is quite historic, because they've never spoken at a conference before. And these are actual government officials who have spent a long time investigating the phenomenon on behalf of their own governments. And they're going to talk about how their agencies operate and what they've actually learned about the phenomenon from the work they do. So that's a really special component of the whole thing. And, of course, having Charles Holt there is very, very special as well, along with these government officials from other countries, and we've got many other great speakers.
This one thing about talking to a person who's been in the military and has a distinguished record, when you listen to them, there's an air of truth there.
I certainly hear that from Charles Holt. I mean, just the very efficiency, the very quick efficiency of his responses. No nonsense. He knows exactly what he's talking about. He knows the case inside out. He's just, you know, absolutely just amazing to listen to, as far as I'm concerned. Very credible, as we just heard.
Now, we should mention this is Saturday and Sunday, June 29th and 30th, 2013. We mentioned 2013 in case you're listening to the show 2 years from now, and it's too late to go.
Right.
Unless you go back through time. You get your tickets
also.
Also,
I just want to... tickets are really reasonably priced. I mean, this is not an expensive thing, and the man, Kent Centner, from who has produced this event, has just really wanted to... He's done this out of the goodness of his heart and has the absolute purest intention about why he's doing this. It's not a money-making thing. And I encourage everyone to just really support his effort and by coming, because it's not an expensive conference to come to, and I think you'll really benefit from it. Everyone will benefit who comes. So I hope that people will check it out.
Now, Leslie, if our listeners want to get in touch with you, should they check your Facebook page?
I would recommend the Facebook page. Yeah, it's an open page. You don't have to be a friend. You just go to Facebook and type my name in and go to my author page, and it's a great way to get in touch with me. You can send me a private message, or you can just post one, whatever you want.
Now, Kane is K-E-A-N, so make sure
K-E-A-N.
You look
at K-E-A-N, exactly.
Right. Look up
K-E-A-N.
Leslie Kane. Colonel Hall, do you have a website?
No, I don't. I don't even have a Facebook.
Hey.
For very good reason.
I agree with you, sir. I agree with you 100%. I think getting messed up with this can sometimes be a double-edged sword.
Google my name and you'll find 500,000 entries.
We know
if
that.
If you want to get in touch with Charles Hall, you can send me a message on my Facebook page and maybe it'll get to him.
Okay, we understand that. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook. There are two areas called the Paracast Fan Club. Someday there will be one if we figure out how to do it, but you can find us. We're on Twitter. We are also known as the Paracast. And I think we're going to try to set up a page on Tumblr, which is a service that Yahoo just bought. Chris is found at OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. Leslie Kane, Colonel Charles Hall. Thank you both for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Just wanted to thank you very much for having me on, and for having Charles Holt on, and for also giving us an opportunity to talk about the upcoming conference. And just always great to be with you guys. I really appreciate the intelligence of your questions and how well you know the subject and really know what to ask that brings out the right information. So it's always a pleasure to be with you guys.
Charles?
Well, thank you very much. I've enjoyed it. I would look forward to seeing you and all of your fans and your audience in North Carolina.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast. Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. Protect yourself with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products at Alli-C.com.